Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt, the host with the most, Bistany. I'm joined this week by Buff Chick Dip Will.
Good morning, and if I don't see you later, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Thank you. World's most interesting Sam is present.
Alrighty then.
Okay, and rounding us out is Charles Not Chucky.
Heyo.
Oh, he God missed
damn it.
It. Man, I would if I was teaching an improv class, I would have stopped it right there. I would have been stopped.
I have no idea what
I would have said, Charles, what was the game? What was the game of the scene? What was the game? I'm asking you, what was the game?
I don't know. You had to do impressions or something?
They were all Jim Carrey character quotes.
Oh. What was Will's?
It was from Truman Show.
Oh, I don't have that off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
See? Just say smoking and we'll move on.
See, for those interested in improv schoolings, I could go into a deep dive about it, but I won't. But it's freedom, power, and responsibility is a improv theory. Will had the freedom to make a choice, which was he did a Jim Carrey quote, and then yep. Sam had the power to take that and then put it on rails and continued it with another one. And then Charles, you had the responsibility to nail it in stone and do it again, but you didn't, but that's okay. But, that's your improv lesson for the week, everybody. Freedom, power, and responsibility. Ooh, how is everyone?
Great.
I like asking you all because then no one knows when to talk and it's my own personal game I like to play. Buff Chick Dip Will. Actually, no, I want to go to you last. You know what, Charles? Why don't you lead us off this week?
Sure. I've had a hell of a week since our last recording. We'll start with, like I said, I have three notes to hit. We're going to hit it like a compliment sandwich. Number one, last Wednesday was Jess's birthday.
Hooray!
So happy we birthday. Had a nice date. We had a nice day off.
78.
A very real age. I took her out. She went and got nails done and stuff. I had her car washed because it was really bad. We went to a very nice Italian restaurant, which was great. Went to the same place we did last year. And then let's hit the low point. The day after that, I had to take my dog in. I haven't been very open about this, but Lexi was a cancer patient since January, had to take her in. She just wasn't doing well. Her energy was real low for the last week. So we took her in, and then blood test was showing she was anemic. They did some scans on her. Well, they did an ultrasound, which was a follow-up to like a month ago, and then she had more spots on her liver. Spleen. And based on that and the anemic and her, like, her cell count was really down, wasn't looking good. We weren't really having a lot of good options there. Basically, either way, you're looking at hospice. So we made the tough decision to help her cross the bridge herself. So she passed Thursday when I was holding her in my arms. So I gave her 11 years of 13. So rescued her when she was two, but great dog. Sucks to have to deal with. I'm very glad it's fallen on this weekend because my nieces are in town. So it's nice, giving me a nice distraction. Recording this podcast has always been really great because it's kind of helped. It's been a really rough 5 months. But yeah, she's passed and she's in a, it's cheesy to say, but she's in a better place. She doesn't have to struggle through chemo drugs and vet appointments, and it was a lot. So went through that, and then to cap it off, already posted in Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you would know half of this stuff already. But yeah. Join the Discord, top5ofdeath.com. My race last weekend, I
The white race, by the way.
Everyone. The white race, yeah.
Right back into it.
Sorry, I just wanted to bring us right back to reality.
That was my race choice for last weekend. At this point. I took first place in my age group for the first time in a 12-hour. Yeah, 12-hour race.
Congrats.
It was one of those, that course sucked. It was basically like running through shit the whole time because it was muddy. It rained the whole day, 2 days beforehand. So you're just like skating around through mud. And I was ready to be done after four laps. Came in on my fourth lap. I was in fourth place age group. Came in on my fifth lap. Now I was third. Came in on my sixth lap. And I was now second in first place, which was the guy I knew. He was right there in pit, and Jess was already done after two because she woke up with a cold, which I currently now have. She was like, hey, Brett hasn't gone back out yet, so you could take first in your age group if you just keep running. And I was like, okay. Passed him on the first lap, and I did eight laps, 40 miles. I got contender status for my race. That'll be the 24-hour version in November. So it was a great outing. Great time. I've lost both big toenails. So.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
Listen, I don't want to be insensitive, but that's the worst thing that you said this whole rant.
I will spare you the details Jesus of the shit I did Christ. Last night for my nails. But
fucking god. Well, I'm
also pissed about it because I just got my toenails back. I lose my big toenails
what
once a year.
What world do you live in?
How Charles I'm got an ultra his toenail runner. Back.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
ultra runners lose their toenails a good amount. So
that's fucking disgusting.
Can't you get like titanium gross. Toenails?
Yeah, just tape them on or something.
I did have a friend who got hers removed. Yeah. Yep.
Well, condolences about your dog.
I didn't know you could even have your toenails removed, but yes. So that's Jesus. Been my week.
All right.
It's been a fun time. Great start to the summer.
Yeah, oh, man. Roller coaster. Really sorry to hear about Lexi.
Yeah.
On a much less serious note, is there any money to be made in betting on long distance running and paying people to throw the race?
Probably. I don't
know. Nice.
All right.
We're
let's
not
talk
on
after the
Kings
podcast.
Yet, but, yeah.
Sam, how are you? Lose any toenails?
All my toenails are intact.
Good.
Good for you. Way to rub it in.
Yeah. In fact, I've got 11 toenails, so.
I hate that, too. I hate I hate the both of you. You're both freaks.
How am I? I'm good. I'm a little delirious. We drove back from Florida to New Hampshire, decided to do it in a straight run.
Nice.
Which gets a little wacky around hour 24. Got home. Took a nap, tried to get back in the schedule, and then, you know, came back home to a house that's been left alone for like over a month. So just trying to deal with cleaning up all the you know, the yard and everything that's going to be done before we leave on Monday for Iceland. So as we record this, it's Sunday. So, you know, I've had kind of two balls of the walls days of just like getting stuff done, packing up to go immediately leave again.
Shit, what was I going to say? You don't have anyone like watch your house or like stop in or like anything like that?
Some for those interested in robbing the place. I do. So my mom is actually staying here.
Your mom's not gonna stop me from robbing the house.
You don't know my mom. my mom always packing.
All right, that's fair. Live free or die. I choose death.
She's watching the dogs while we're gone in Iceland. I was to figure out recording the next couple of weeks, cause I'll be on a different time zone and also I'm not sure where I'll be on the island getting reception and that sort of thing. So I may or may not be here, but I will be traveling around Iceland, photographing a whole bunch of dogs.
Nice. That's cool. Will, what's up with you? You went you had a vacation and all that.
I did. I had a pretty fun and relaxing week. Just got back from Florida last night.
Nice.
Where we stayed at a couple resort hotel places, hung out at the pool.
Nice.
Got some massages.
Nice.
Had a very lovely kickoff to the week with a dinner with the Mr. and Mrs. Funbutt last weekend.
That's right. Me and Will and our significant others, our wives, went out to dinner. Went out to had a nice, fancy dinner. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to play a game with the other two. And, well, I'm sure you know what the game is. So, me and Will, and then our wives again, four people, went to a upscale Italian steakhouse called Davio's.
I know Davio's.
You know Davio's. Great. Mm. Guess how much the bill was for four people when we went.
Will, were you drinking?
No. Well, okay.
But that's the...
All right, fine. Well, yeah,
that's a valid question.
Everyone but me was drinking, but I did have a mocktail.
Oh, okay. All right. So you might as well have been.
Yeah.
Four people at Davio's.
Yeah.
$375.
Okay. Ooh. And Charles, you guess.
I was going to go probably $435.
Okay. It was $620.
Holy shit.
So,
all right, so how much of that bill was the alcohol?
Well, yeah. Will,
actually, go ahead. Not. I had two drinks. I think my wife had two, and yours as well. It wasn't anything too
Will,
crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, but Will, what did you order? What one of your wines?
I did have a $40 glass of wine.
Damn, son.
It was delicious.
Yeah. We went pretty hard out there. It was very funny. we got the bill. I saw the bill number. I went, okay, and I had everyone else play, and no one else was close. And then I revealed it. So actually, it was $619. So when Will asked me, I said, "It's Rey Mysterio's finisher."
I was about to say "Booyaka, booyaka."
Yeah. So Sam, you were correct, but you were just correct as to what I paid for just me and my wife of like the $375.
Ooh, man.
So what did you get?
Yeah,
we went the menu. Yeah, we got a. I'll put it this way. They came over and extended our table mid-meal because we ordered so much food. There's no way they didn't think for half a second we weren't just going to run out on that bill with the way we were ordering food.
Yeah, it was obnoxious.
Yeah, they were like, put someone by the door for these people because they're going, for four people, they're going pretty nuts. But yeah, like me and my wife got oysters and the food was great. It was a great meal. I had a great time. I'm not upset about it. I would pay that much money to have that night out. Not weekly, but monthly, I'd say, whatever, just one really nice night out a month. But yeah, no, it was good. But anyway, please continue about your trip. Anything else about your trip?
Well, my trip, we had to just stay in the room because I spent all my money on that dinner. No, like I said, it was just a relaxation, you know. Didn't go out. We didn't even go to Epcot like we planned because it was going to be 96. Oh, what the
fuck? That's why I was... All right, fuck you. I don't care about your trip anymore.
Yeah. It was 96. That's not a good time for me.
I took my freaking five-month-old baby out to Epcot at 96-degree weather.
You pre-bought the ticket. You were committed. I didn't buy shit.
Yeah, but I could have went on a different day. They don't do the park reservations anymore. I could have went on a different day. Anyway.
Well, I went to Epcot.
See, Sam went. He lives there. Anything else, Will?
No, that was kind of it.
Okay. I do want to make a podcast recommendation specifically to Sam, but to anyone interested. Mm-hmm. Sam, are you familiar with kind of like a theme park person named Jenny Nicholson?
No.
So she's just like a person who makes content online, but she does a lot of theme park stuff. She's pretty big in that space. But I just started it last night. She has a 4-hour YouTube video or / podcast about like basically the entire disaster that was the Star Wars Galactic Cruiser.
Oh, it's so interested in that.
I'm like 40 minutes in. It's insanely well done. I was like, I never really listened to anything from her. I just knew who she was. I understand why she's so popular. It's incredible. She does such it flows so well, and she covers everything so deep, and it's awesome. So if you're interested, if anyone's interested in what happened to the Star Wars hotel, look up Jenny Nicholson on YouTube and check that video out. It's incredible. I'm only like a third of the way. No, not even like a quarter of the way through, and I hope it never ends because it's so good.
That's awesome. Yo, I'm super interested in
long videos.
Yeah, that's what she does. She does super deep cut. Like she doesn't fuck around. She knows what she's talking about when she makes a video, which I very much appreciate. But yeah, for anyone's interested in that, me myself, let's see, I got a whole bunch of stuff. I think I got my Transformer table. So if anyone has seen those online, ooh, I bought one.
The Costco one?
Well,
like the one that's like a small two-seater and then can go out to like a 10-person table?
They sell them at Costco, but they're a Canadian product. But they're made in Vietnam, as the box would entail when I received it. but it's awesome. It was it kind of was a lot better than I expected it to be. I kind of expected it to be not cheap. Because it was expensive, but not cheap. But I expected it to kind of be like, you know, like an IKEA style, like wood quality on like basically their mechanism frame of how the table kind of telescopes out. Then the boxes arrive. The boxes were like 200 pounds each.
Mm-hmm. My friends got this table and they had me and my fiance come over to move it for them.
Yeah.
Because it was so fucking heavy.
Because it's legit. I was like impressed with how like the quality of the wood they use. It's so solidly made. But it's awesome. So I gave away my other table to we were trying to sell my old table. It's this huge white table, right? It friggin' the lease go out to 110 inches. It's a fucking massive table. We couldn't sell it. Three times people came by and they were interested. The dimensions are on the post. They're on the fucking post. And three times people come and be like, oh, that's way too big. It's like, what the fuck are you wasting my time for? I'm like, I canceled a meeting at work so I can meet you to freaking get you this table. But anyway, so then we were like, we got the new table. I was like, I don't give a shit. Just put it up for free. So they put it up for free. And someone like quickly was like, oh, I'll take it. They owned a candle shop that they were taking, that they were converting a piece of it to like a maker space. And I was like, perfect. This table's massive. It's super solid. That'll be great. And so giving away this table and this dining set when I bought it was like almost 1400 bucks. And I'm giving it away. I would have thought that this is, all right, technically, nothing wrong happened. I'm just talking from like a social contract here. If you owned a candle company and you were going to pick something like a big piece of furniture up that you were being given for free, what would be the least of things you could do?
Move it yourself?
No.
Donate one candle?
Yes. I thought at least she would bring us a candle, like just from her shop, just like, oh, thank you so much. This is really going to like help us out. We brought you this candle as like a token of thanks. No candle. I was like, they were very nice. No problems. They were super cool. But I was just like, I don't know. I just, like I said, they didn't do anything wrong. I am entitled to no candle. But I just thought, I was like, oh, at least get a candle out of this table. Nope. And I kept them around longer than they needed to be by talking to them. And I kept asking about the candles, trying to be like, like, so you got, you own a candle shop? And they're like, yeah. Like, how long you been in business? And blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, cool. What kind of candles do you make? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, like, what are the scents? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I really like that one. That one sounds good. No, like, offer to like, oh, come by. You know, we'll give you a candle or whatever. She was like, yeah, you should come by and pick some up. I was like, you fucking cutthroat businesswoman.
Mm-hmm. You had all the lights turned off. And you were like, sure it's dark in here.
Oh. It's like, man, my kids can't do their homework because it's so dark. Only there was a light source that offered some sort of nice, pleasant scent.
Bring out a birthday cake. And you're just like,
I made this cake with a hole in it for a jar candle. But anyway, the Transformer table's up. It fucking rules. I got to get chairs. I got the bench with it, which is nice. So that's a big part of my life. Oh, also, when you just said lights off, I totally forgot this happened last night. And I didn't even tell my wife this yet. So I was cleaning up the house because we're having people over today. So I have a heart out. And for some fucking reason, all the time, cars park in front of my house. Like, they just pull over all the time. A lot of times they pull over and like I can see them like checking their phone for something, and then they, like, they screw off and it's whatever. They're just like stopping for a second. But also people like pull over and then just like sit in their car with like other people and like smoke weed or like whatever. So I'm super suspicious of any car that stops in front of my house if I don't know who it is. And I was up. Everyone was in bed. It was just me. I was cleaning the house, listening to that podcast I was just talking about. And like I was done. And this car was up front. And it was kind of like more up front to like my neighbor's house, but it's parked across my driveway. And I'm like, whatever. So I turn the light. I'm done. They're still out there. I turn the lights off. And now I'm just standing there like because my windows are open. So I can look right out at the car, and but I'm standing in a dark house, so like they don't see me. So I'm just like watching the car to be like, what the fuck are these people doing? Because I'm not going to go to bed until this car leaves. And so I'm just standing there, and this fucking bro dude just gets out of the car and just starts trying to take a piss. Like basically on my driveway. I was like, oh, no. Abso-fucking-lutely not. I fucking bomb out the front door, and I go, get the fuck back in your fucking car. And he like jumps and like jumps back in the car, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And the car just like speeds off.
And I know the volume of that voice that you used as well.
Oh, that's... yeah, it's a good one. It's one of my God-given gifts is to I'm good at two things: yelling at children and heckling wrestlers from the eighth row. But it carries. So yeah, but I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was just so fucking annoyed. I was like, whatever. They're just, and like, they just left, right? Just fucking just drunk young guys being drunk young guys. Like, I understand, but I was just fucking so annoyed with it. And it was just like, I want to like extract my revenge. So then I had to stay up for like 20 minutes to make sure I didn't like come back to like fuck with anything in my house. So I'm like sitting there like waiting. And then I like remembered that story of that guy who like waited for those two kids to break into his house so he could shoot him and kill him. And I was like, is this what I'm doing? Am I like baiting them in? But I was like in my head just going through like all the things like, man, if I had my fucking dog right now, this would be so sick. I'd be fucking just let the dog out.
So I did that 2 weeks ago.
On somebody's front lawn?
No. I let my dog loose on some kids. They cut through my rear neighbor's yard, jumped, like climbed over the fence, which is just like a wire fence. So they're kind of fucking it up by doing that.
Yeah.
And I see them coming and I'm just like, oh, hell no. So I let my dog out, who sprints like a bat out of hell every time I let him out anyway.
Yeah.
And they all like huddled together like, oh shit. And
it's like, and the Sandlot.
I come around the corner and I'm just like, hey. And they're like, is the dog friendly? I go, no, that's why you can't be in my yard. Get the fuck out of here.
No, he's really mean.
Meanwhile, my dog is just like, going to get a Frisbee.
Yeah, just roaming around with the cute little doll toy that he takes care of. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. It's just like, oh, God, just drives me nuts. It's like I said, I understand their perspective. I was never drunk. I never pissed in anyone's yard, but I've been in cars with people who would have done that, and I would have been like, whatever. Like, it's just piss. But I don't know, when you're 39 and have like, you know, three kids in your house and someone in front, that just don't stand for that shit. You can't stand for it. And that's what led me to right now, because then I went to bed and I woke up and I started the podcast. So that's how far removed I am from that. Any thoughts on that?
What kind of gathering are you having this afternoon?
Having my wife's aunt and uncle over, because this is my wife's grandfather's house. So it's my mother-in-law and then her aunt and uncle's dad. And this is the right about the time that he passed away. So every year in his honor, we, you know, get everyone together and just have like a, basically just have him over for food and just to visit and whatnot. I show him how much more I've changed their dad's house.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, now you can come. I mean, if you leave now, just record like on your phone or something and just drive all the way down. I would also love to do an episode where each of us are respectively in our cars. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we do it. I would think that'd be so funny, of just like us all having to drive a certain amount of like just our experiences in the car. Top five things that are pissing us off right now in the car.
Oh my God. I would be able to start immediately because I live right next to 495.
Which 495 is what, east-west?
Like, 495. Yeah, it's the beltway. basically the belly that surrounds DC here. And speaking of which, right next to Maryland, and that place, oh my God, it's fucking Mad Max type people over there.
Hell yeah.
I must have driven right by you on the way up, because we definitely did 495 around the beltway.
Yeah, he was driving and he looked over and some guy had no toenails. He was like, that must be Charles.
I was driving through that section of DC / like Baltimore or whatever at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the second that I got onto the beltway, there were like three people doing 90 up my ass and passing me on the right, flashing me, trying to pass on the breakdown lane on the left. It was fucking insanity.
Dude, put the fucking foot down, Charles. Sam, you're driving like a little bitch.
Dude, I'm doing 80 with my whole family in the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, 20 hours into the fucking drive.
all those Maryland drivers, man, they're pieces of shit.
It was truly, I've driven all over the country and in various countries all over the world. That's the worst place I've ever driven.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I love a good statement like that. I really do. Those are my favorite kind.
I've lived here for a very long time. Maryland drivers, especially Southern Maryland drivers, are horrible people. They want to drive right up your ass, but the minute you get out of their way, they don't speed up anymore.
They're like, nope, this is where I wanted to be.
What they want, they're like, oh, I don't know what to do anymore. I only know how to follow a car at 90 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be damned, Maryland. What? I mean, they've offered basically nothing. Well, they had like what, Otakon back in the day, a big anime convention. That was about it.
They had crabs. I guess. That's what
I guess
they
do have crabs. Yeah. All right. Thank you for the crabs.
Yeah. We'll do top five Maryland things.
Old Bay.
Oh, do they do Old Bay?
I don't know if they do it, but they're the reason it really exists, to be honest.
All right, then I love Maryland. Then fuck both of you. Old Bay is my favorite thing. God, it's so good.
Old Bay fries are delicious. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Old Bay, right? All right. Mm-hmm. Who won last week or last episode? Well, that was last week, yeah.
I did somehow.
You did? You knew it wasn't going to be.
I looked at the voting and I was like, how did I actually win this? Okay.
You know why? It's not enough Patriots in the audience for me.
Yeah. It's just you and Kevin Weaver.
Me and Kevin Weaver are going to be the last two standing. Everyone's going to secede from us. It's going to be me and Kevin Weaver in our own little utopian state of gods, guns, and what's the other one? Freedom?
Sure.
Faith.
Women.
Faith. Well, that's God.
Guns and girls. I don't know.
3 G's. Anyway. Me and Kevin Weaver will hold it down. You guys can, I'll keep, I don't know, grooming your kids, you freaks. I don't know. All right, go ahead.
All right. It was first day of summer camp. Matt, Will, and Sam were dropped off by their loving mothers. Marcia handed Matt his pink duffel bag and gave him a kiss on the forehead. Now Maria, I mean Matthew, mommy has to go to the local school board meeting and argue against people banning books. Make sure you have a good time at summer camp and don't get your rainbow attire dirty. Martha got in her car, gently drove away, making sure not to burn too many fossil fuels on her way out.
That's my favorite.
Will
one.
Attempted to say goodbye to his mom, but she was too busy talking on the phone and making trades on her phone to pay attention to her little boy. She promptly patted him on the head and drove off. Sam's mother pulled up, opened the back door, and said, out you go, Samuel. Mama's got to go to the dog show, make sure her latest sculpture is finished, and resort all her precious wigs. Let's go, dear. But Sam wasn't in the back of the car. Oh, my goodness. I forgot Sam, she screamed. Then what did I put in the back of the car? She opened the trunk, and there was Sam's body, blue, wrapped in a blanket. Clearly died from asphyxiation. She quickly slammed the trunk and got into her car and peeled out, screaming something about needing to delete her search history on Firefox. The camp festivities started, and the first activity was swimming in the lake. Will challenged Matt to a cannonball contest. Will went first and hit the water with a resounding splash. Matt went second. His cannonball was okay at best, but when he got out of the water, the whole camp gasped at what they saw. Matt looked down and saw his rainbow swim trunks had come off to reveal the biggest bush ever seen since the days of Mother Teresa. Matt quickly covered his bush, and another boy called out, ha, he doesn't have a dink, he's a girl. Matt, raised by a liberal white woman, was so confused by his upbringing as a different gender that he had a brain aneurysm and died right there on the beach with his big hairy bush on display for all to see.
Oh,
Will, now stuck at summer camp without his two best friends, called his mom for comfort, only to be sent directly to voicemail. Now completely alone and ignored, Will wandered into the highway adjacent to the summer camp and was hit by a truck. Mm. And that's how y'all done.
Very nice.
I love that one. That was very funny.
I had a lot to work with. A movie recommendation for another horrible Catherine O'Hara mom is Argyle.
Yes, was that good? It's a movie. I saw it and I was thinking about putting her on the list, and I didn't want to spoil the movie because it was so new.
It's not even that much of a spoiler, but if you love Henry Cavill, it's a movie for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was a movie for me, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Now I know what movie you're talking about. It's bad?
It's fine.
Isn't Henry Cavill in it for like 10 minutes collectively?
Yeah, but that's all you need.
No, I don't disagree.
I'd give that movie like a B-, something like that. Yeah, it's watchable.
I wouldn't say it's enough to purchase an Apple TV subscription, but I mean, if you get a free one, it's worth the watch.
What I will say is by the time like the 15th twist comes around, I'm just like, all right, calm down, guys. I get it. There's twists.
And also, the twist. Bryce Dallas Howard is in there, and man, she is like thick in a good way.
Wait, I got to look it up. What?
Bryce? Do you know who Bryce Dallas Howard? She's the one who kind of looks like, her and the other two redheads. Bryce Dallas Howard from Jurassic World?
Oh, yeah.
Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah.
Isn't she a director?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's in it, though, and she looks great.
Good looking lady. All right, so what are we talking about this week, everybody? Who picked this? Technically, Will picked it, but Sam just, like, rolled over and showed his belly and was like, sure, whatever you say, because I think it was Sam's pick.
Well, they tied the last time, right?
Okay. All right, I don't know. Both of you told me. I don't know. What do you want to do? Somebody fucking introduce a goddamn episode.
Will,
take the honors. All right, fine.
Jesus Christ.
You guys are terrible. Anyways, for today's list, we are looking at the top 5 barbecue hosting tips. With Memorial Day arriving tomorrow morning, or today, if you're listening to this episode on release day, it's officially barbecue season all summer into hell the fall. Yeah. And if you're someone like myself, you love a good cookout. Friends, family, dogs, whatever you want. But here's how you make it tops.
All right. So this is barbecue hosting tips. Now, specifically, I made my list about the hosting aspect. I left off cooking tips. So that's just what I did. But whoever did whatever else, that's on you. Who's going to kick us off? Well, Will introduced it. And so Sam, why don't you pick the order?
Sure. I'll go first, followed by Charles, then Matt, then Will.
Great. Okay. Sammy boy, let her rip.
This is our most Martha Stewart-esque episode yet. My number 5 is if you don't have these by default, work on them. And that's have time management skills.
That's a good one.
and this has to do partly with hosting, but partly also to do with cooking. If you are grilling or cooking things at the same time, what an absolute nightmare if one thing gets done way sooner than the other things, mm-hmm. or way later than you know something else that's really important. So ideally, you want everything to just magically be done at the same time, and that's only achievable if you have excellent time management skills, which I do.
Okay.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ. Man, this guy fucking won't stop bragging about his time management skills.
It's something that Kaylee has none of whatsoever.
You're the Roy to her Walt.
Absolutely. So whenever she wants to cook anything, I'm just like, what are you starting first? And she's like, I don't know. I'll start them all at the same time. I'm like, nope. because this potato is going to take an hour and a half to make, and that steak is going to take 8 seconds. So You know what I mean? It's really, really super important just that, like, to know how long things take to get them started at the right time, to do all your prep work beforehand. This may involve, like, the night before, like, doing all, like, the extraneous chopping or marinating or whatever, or getting up super early the day of to start something that takes 9 hours to cook. I don't know if you guys ever cooked with fresh thyme.
Yeah, sprigs of thyme.
Yeah. Do you ever take the leaves off the sprigs?
Not.
Yes, actually, I have.
Depends what I'm doing, but usually not.
Yeah, sometimes you can just toss the whole sprig in.
No, it's an aromatic, so.
Yeah, if you're trying to use the leaves themselves, it's like, oh, I didn't realize that this is going to take me 9 minutes to take, like, to get 2 tablespoons of fresh thyme leaves. So I don't know, just kind of knowing little things like that, getting that stuff prepped ahead of time, not to be like just running around like a crazy person and having all your food done at exactly the wrong time. That goes a long way into a successful, cookout or barbecue. So, yeah, my number 5, have good time management skills.
Nice. That's a good one. Nice. All right. Who's up next?
According to Sam, it was me.
All right, Charles. Now, Charles, you self-admittedly that said you don't host a lot of stuff because you live in concrete jungles.
Yes. Okay. I have not owned a house. So mine is just going off of when I've gone to other people's cookouts.
That's fine.
My number 5 is have something for the dogs. Like, even if it's just a bowl of water out. We have taken our dogs to cookouts. I have gone to cookouts where people have their dogs there, and I always see the thing of like, oh, do you have like at least like a bowl of water or something to put down for them? Just give them something to do. Yeah,
that's a good tip.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who we bring our dogs to a lot of places. Some of them probably shouldn't. Yeah, a lot of my friends always have to travel with their dogs, and so have something for people's dogs.
Nice. What if you came over and I just dropped 6 hot dogs on the floor for your dog, just like a handful of wieners? I was just like, hey, how's your dog? Just fucking tossed them out like a handful of candy or something.
I mean, Ace would probably be fucking ecstatic.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with it. I get dogs eat junk all the time. As long as it's not like harmful to them, I don't really care.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been Joshua super picky with. Huh?
Was that Sam?
Yeah, Joshua could eat 6 hot dogs, no problem.
Yeah, me too.
That dog can put down some wieners.
Oh yeah. My god, yeah. No, that's a good tip. Never really thought about that. I also don't like have people's dogs over.
That's the other thing. Some people don't. I've actually been. I do love dogs, but if I'm gonna host something, I can only have a few dogs. If it's only my dogs or a few dogs. Like, I can't have like everybody bring their dogs over.
Yeah, I depends on the size of the event for me. If it's like my daughter's birthday party and the place is fucking packed, like that, we're getting ready for that. My Wednesday's birthday is on the 11th of June, so her party's the 15th, and we have like roughly 70 to 85 people at the house because we both have huge families, and this is like the only event that we throw for both of our families, so everyone comes. So I can't imagine having like dogs also in the mix.
Mm-hmm. But that's fair.
But yeah. I'll, you know, when we have a dog, it'll be at least one dog here, and then that dog will, I don't know, promptly bite a stranger. Well, a family member to me, but a stranger to him, and it'll be wondrous. No, that's a good tip. I never thought about that. I never think to offer dogs anything. I guess it's my human bias.
I mean, owners should also be prepared to just bring their own shit as well.
Most people that bring the dogs are pretty like heavy dog people, and they usually have like a collapsible bowl that they just like fill themselves, and I don't even have to like think about it.
Yeah.
I do charge them for the water that they use though.
As you should.
Yeah.
Hey, that's top notch water.
Yeah.
Listen. They shouldn't be using the spring water for their dog right out of the hose.
Yeah. Not even the hose. I have like a puddle that collects in the back. Scoop out of there. Who's up? Me?
Yep. You.
All right. Yep. My number 5. This is like a big umbrella one. But I think this is important. And my number 5 barbecue hosting tip is have the right atmosphere. Okay? This is important. It doesn't matter where you are. Just put some thought into how you want people to enjoy themselves at your barbecue. What I mean by that is like the seating. How do you want it? How many people are you having over? Like, are there tables for people to eat at? Are there not tables? There's no tables. You know, what's your plan? It's like the all-encompassing, think about the atmosphere in relation to your guest's experience. I think it's super important. Is there like a theme to it? Make sure make sure the area is clean. It's welcoming. It's relaxing. Don't just be like, oh, I'm having people over and like your yard is full of trash junk and you just like put out a couple folding chairs and you're like, we're having a barbecue. Sure. That might be all right for like some like, I don't know, hillbillies or homeless drug addicts, but like have a nice, listen, a barbecue to me is a very sacred summertime tradition. I hold barbecues very high. I have a very snobby opinion of them, but I love them. When a barbecue's run or like just like a good time, it's the fucking best time. So just think about your atmosphere before you're having your barbecue, what you want it to be like, get it in place, get it set up. You know, everything's prep. Like Sam mentioned earlier, time management skills, get everything ready, but make sure your atmosphere is set. Is it a 4th of July barbecue? Cool. Gets 100 American flags minimum. Have them everywhere. Have them, hand them out to people as they come in. Get pins. You should be dressed like Uncle Sam. Is it a birthday party barbecue? Great. Have all the birthday festivities. Have a table. Have like a minimum 5 pinatas. Have a 6th one hidden and say if you find the 6th one, there's a $200 in it in ones. So crack it open. But the atmosphere is massive, massive, massive. So that's my number 5 tip is think about your atmosphere.
Yeah, and the weather, that kind of atmosphere.
Yep.
Expecting rain, you're going to need some more pop-ups.
Yeah, yeah. Last year at Wednesday's birthday party, it fucking just downpoured for like 10 minutes. But it was like one of those, like the fucking sky opened up. But we have a ton of pop-ups, but it was intense for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately for me, last year we had to cancel our annual cookout because of torrential rain, and I just don't have the capacity to keep like 50 or 60 people in my house.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's tough. Sam, you came last year to Wednesday's party, right?
When?
What barbecue did you come to?
I don't remember what the theme was. I don't think it was Wednesday's party though, because there definitely wasn't that many people there.
No, what was it?
I don't know. We got our photo taken together and we posted it on the Instagram.
Oh, right. We have an Instagram, by the way, everybody.
Yeah. I've been meaning to get back to that.
Listen, that's the hardest thing in podcasting is everything else. So,
yep.
Yeah. Well, follow us. That top 5 of death or something like that. All right. Will, number 5.
My number 5 is making sure that you're beverage selection is set up properly and of good offering. So number 1 thing, got to have a big cooler full of ice with everything on the ice early in the morning. Don't start dumping hot sodas on ice as people arrive.
Yeah, that sucks.
There's nothing worse than that. And I like to put out usually some kind of signature drink, typically like a lemonade made, you know, a fresh made lemonade or cherry limeade. I think I did last year.
Ziploc bag filled with ferret piss.
Yep. So I'll put out this big, we had like a 5-gallon thing of ferret dispenser. And then behind that, I'll put a couple, you know, bottle of vodka if you want to make it an adult beverage, but still, you know, there for the kids if they want it. Mm-hmm. Got to have a cooler with just waters.
Yeah.
Just waters over here.
Yeah.
Yep. Where the water's the white cooler.
White
that's
cooler.
Where the white, that's so where the water's at.
Alliteration. White water. White yes. water. And what about that other one? Oh, that flannel one? Think about it. Flannel ferret piss. Flannel ferret piss. It's a flannel cooler filled with Ziploc bags of ferret piss.
I have in the past bought a little kiddie pool, the little plastic tray ones.
Yeah.
And there's a restaurant right near my house that just sells like...
What restaurant?
Chicken Connection.
Oh, you live near the Chicken Connection?
Yeah.
Sick.
And they sell ice out back, like large amounts. So I would just fill the kiddie pool with ice and throw all the drinks in there.
I think I've told the story before, but Chicken Connection, there's a, when me and Will were in high school, there was a big scandal because the sons, all right, so the dad, the guy who owned Chicken Connection got remarried to this stepmom, and then they made a sex tape, and the son got a hold of it and then showed everyone at school the wife of the owner of the Chicken Connection getting boned.
Yeah, and good, she had big fake boobs.
Yeah, the big fake ones, just like clearly fake. Yo,
this is the type of scandal I wish I had from like my school growing up.
What kind of scandal did you have?
We never had anything like that.
God, you.
Well, actually, not true. We did have so the senator's our senator for this area, his daughter went to our school, and apparently she had a threesome.
That's it? Was it on video?
No. God. It wasn't on video, but it was a rumor, and she was in my class, and I did watch it destroy her emotionally. So,
not wrong. I mean, yeah. good for her. I don't know. Chicken Connection. Their food is pretty good.
Yep, good spot.
That's a great name for a place.
Chicken Connection.
The Chicken Connection. I don't know why.
That's where they put all the chickens back together there. That's what it is.
Oh.
You know, unfortunately, nothing comes up when you Google Chicken Connection sex tape.
This is before YouTube and all that.
But now my algorithm's going to get all fucked up.
Well, the kid's name was Mike.
Mike Connection.
With a K.
Yeah. Yeah, he named the Chicken Connection after his son. His son was a little bitch, so he called it the Chicken Connection. He had to, I remember that kid had to was forced to go to therapy for some reason.
Yeah, he was a friend of mine.
I was a friend of everyone's when they got that tape.
Yeah, of course. He's a DJ, last I heard.
Oh my God.
So it really did ruin him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a stepmom, right? It's not like it was his real mom. That's kind of like what the most popular porn is today. He was like ahead of his time.
True.
Yeah. Sam, you're up at number four?
Yeah. My number four is, and so I get a preface this where I don't have a lot of friends.
Oh, so, Sam.
So if I'm having a gathering here, like there is no more than like a dozen people, like tops, like that's pushing it. So I'm going to have like a different, like you said, your vibe, your whole plan for going into this, like, I'm very rarely planning for like a lot of people to come over. So totally understood if this is not high on your priority list or someone else's priority list because maybe you're cooking for a lot of people. But my number four is no frozen foods.
Can you explain that a little bit more? Like, can you give me a scenario? Are you talking about when you're cooking or what people bring?
No, usually I'm cooking. I typically don't ask people to bring stuff. But say you're just doing burgers or something like that, and you have
I get you.
You have six people over. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like,
get the nice ones.
Yeah, like I'm gonna go make some nice burgers. Like, I might even make them like by hand. You know, do like a little like a puck of butter in the middle, or some cheese or something fancy, some fancy burgers. If you have 180 people over, like, sure, I understand. You can go buy some frozen patties, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Same thing with vegetables. I realize that nothing turns me off of food more than when I see frozen vegetables that are on something. Kaylee's mom got married a couple weeks ago. And we went to a little like food tasting thing that they were having at the hotel. And they brought out the food, and I saw a crinkle-cut carrot. And I was like, crinkle cut carrot. Nobody has that tool. That's 100% from a frozen bag. And I realize that it makes me think that food is cheap and gross whenever I see frozen vegetables on something. So for the love of God, vegetables are cheap. Just go buy them. They're right at the store.
Yeah, cheap for you, you one percenter.
I mean, sure, but. I don't know, just like it speaks to the vibe of the whole thing, the amount of care that you put into hosting people if your food is frozen and shitty. And again, different situation if you're hosting a lot of people, But I really don't think that you're going to save a lot of money, you know, again, unless you're trying to feed 180 people. If you're buying stuff from a bag, or if you're buying stuff, you know, that's fresh, it's more just like a time commitment sort of thing. So
time is money. Also, feel free to say no to this. Mm-hmm. Any interesting story you want to share, Sam? You don't have to.
About
entering a park.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Yeah.
I know we haven't recorded since then, shit. And you weren't there. And until you mentioned about a certain thing, but I don't want to. If that was meant just for us, I don't want to, exploit it.
No, I'll give the anonymous version of this story. Because like I told you guys, I had a pretty interesting time attempting to enter a park the other day. But a
Disney park, by the way.
A Disney park, yes. Yeah. But the family member that I was with will remain anonymous for his or her safety and anonymity.
Wow, anonymity. Only two genders? I must be getting to you.
Yeah. Or there. So we went to go to Disney's Animal Kingdom, and this particular family member, I have noticed from being around him for longer periods of time that it is a him, sure.
Could be anybody. could be a him just on that day.
Yeah.
That he tends to get signaled out all the time. Like, if there's an opportunity to pull this person like out of a line or something like that, it will be him. 100% of the time, it just happens, like random bag search, like whatever. This just happens to this person constantly. So we're at Disney's Animal Kingdom, and we're going through the security, and same thing. Like, he gets pulled aside, and it's, "Sir, will you take off your belt buckle?" And he's like, "Belt buckle? What the fuck?" And so like he takes off his belt buckle and then lets his pants just drop around his ankles. which apparently they don't like at a Disney park. Now, he's wearing boxers. It's nothing nefarious. It's more of just like, "You want me to take off my belt? I'm going to take off my belt, and you can see the consequences of me taking off my belt."
This is your fault.
Yes. And so, you know, I'm already through security and was like, "Hey, where is this guy?" And I look back, I'm like, "Oh, god damn it."
It's like that scene from, I think it's the Schwarzenegger, what was the toy movie he was in?
Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero. He's being casual. He's like, "What the fuck did I do? Let's go."
I remember that scene in that PG movie where he says, "What the fuck did I do?"
Was that not it? I don't know what it is. I just know it from a meme.
So anyways, yeah, apparently they don't like that. So, so this person was denied entrance, into the park that day. And they said, "Listen, you can come back tomorrow."
when your pants aren't so folly.
Which is so weird. So anyways, we wound up just, we packed it up, we left it off, and when we had a good day doing other things, we went to a theme park that didn't turn us away due to our shabby looks.
Yeah.
And it was a good time, but it was funny, the very first time I've been turned away from a Disney theme park. And since then, like, this wasn't that long ago. Since then, I've seen this person be singled out at least two more times.
Why does he look like Osama bin Laden or something?
I would like to hang out with this person.
I know.
100%. He's super cool. But yeah, this was just kind of a really weird, funny moment.
Yeah. I forgot something you said reminded me, and I wanted to make sure that got out there if it was possible.
and yeah, I believe he said, like, "Make sure not to talk about this on your podcast."
Like,
and so that's fine, just keeping it anonymous.
There you go.
But it was a good time, and yeah, it was all good in the end.
That's funny. Yeah. Funny stuff.
So no frozen foods.
No frozen foods. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Charles.
Yeah. My number four kind of goes along with Matt, your number five, which is pick the right music.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Don't just like like throw on like shitty metal that I listen to apparently.
Oh, God, or, please or just, don't. Like, I'd leave.
Yeah. Or, you know, pick something that's just like, I feel like good general background music. You can just, I don't know, you can throw on like the classic rock station if you really want to. Or you can just put on country. That's fine. Or if you have a bunch of white women there, Taylor Swift.
All bad mm-hmm. suggestions.
Oh, then what would you put on,
Will? On. Will put on local rapper and friend Steve Snuckus' entire discography.
That's late at night, maybe.
I have listened to the album since the recommendation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Yeah.
I will say my number four is also the music, basically.
And I will say this is my number three.
Oh,
figured this would happen. But I will say my number four was put one person in charge of the music and don't let anybody else fuck with it. You know, set a mood. I usually go like 90s, 2000s pop and R&B. That's the go-to, pretty universal. And keep it on that. Skip the shit songs. That's what the person's in charge of. And don't let anybody else fucking touch it.
All right. Oh, no, Will, you don't. Does anyone have Spotify?
Yeah. I have Spotify.
You do? Go into your Spotify and type in barbecue like music and then look up the Spotify made for you barbecue mix and tell me your first like five songs. I'll start while you guys do that. So if you do that, according to based on my listening habits or whatever, this is what Spotify would make the first five songs on my Spotify barbecue mix. Peaches by the Presidents of the United States.
Okay. Nice.
Hey Ya by Outkast. Blister in the Sun by Violent Femmes. Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. And Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison, followed by Uptown Girl by Billy Joel.
Nice.
This is mine. First one is Pompeii by Bastille. 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Okay, I'm at like a wedding right now. Keep going.
This one I don't understand because these last two I don't understand because I don't listen to them at all, which is What I Got by Sublime.
All right, that's summary.
And Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth.
No, hey, no.
Good band, but it's just I never listened to them.
Hold on. I scroll down a second. I have Brown Eyed Girl, followed by Uptown Girl, followed by Rich Girl by Daryl Hall and John Owens.
And then, all about girls.
And then All Star by Smash Mouth.
Oh, no. Awesome. It should have been Girls, Girls, Girls at the end.
That's so funny.
Man, I got mine here.
All right. Oh, yeah, good, because I don't have Spotify.
You're a fucking drag on society.
My first one is Can I Kick It by Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, that's a awesome. Fucking
great band.
Steal My Sunshine by Len.
Oh, okay. Will, so far I'm putting your list on.
Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel.
Fine.
Yeah.
Brown Eyed Girl also.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
It's round a hateful thing.
Rounded up by Sam's favorite, Waterfalls by TLC.
Oh my God.
All right. We'll have Will's on at our barbecue.
Yeah. I just realized you could just put on a Tribe Called Quest as your background music for a barbecue. It's going to be great the whole time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
My number three is like kind of specific where like, it's not just like pick the music or pick good music. It's to curate the music based on your guests. Because if I put on like, you know, like I have Apple Music and not Spotify. And if I put on like, here's my like my heavy rotation mix, like it's not necessarily like the best music for whatever crowd that I have coming. So I really need to think about who's coming and curate a special playlist for that group of people.
So you curate your playlist based on a group of people. That's funny because I got a hold of your Apple Music account and I have your playlist based on groups of people, and I don't know what group this one belongs to, so you tell me.
Let me hear it.
Now I'm about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
What group is this for, Sam?
This is for when my great aunt comes over.
Oh, a whole group.
My great aunts.
Yo, NWA is so good. They're the second so week in a row. Good.
That we brought up NWA.
Did we go over this last week?
Oh my God, we did. Yeah. What did we say?
What does it stand for?
This one.
What does NWA mean?
I think it stands for No Whites Allowed. Mm-hmm. They're so good. That rips, man. Not that I would like have anything to do with it, but like, man, I wish I was more involved with 90s gangster rap.
So I was also in charge of quote unquote like DJing Kaylee's mom's wedding because it was like a really small affair. So I had to think of like, okay, we've got about a dozen like boomers. It's going to be outside. It's going to be casual. It's got to be fun. People probably won't be dancing, but they'll be standing up and socializing and having a good time. So the playlist I made is 4.5 hours long, but let me just, I'll read off like the top 10, the ones that we're starting with, which is Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams, Dance the Night Away by Van Halen, American Girl by Tom Petty, The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy, Take It Easy by the Eagles, Hold On Loosely by 38 Special, and Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money.
Nice.
And it goes on like that for 4.5 hours.
Just those songs?
those songs on repeat.
Sam, looking at this again, what group is this one for?
This is the one my nieces come over.
All based on groups, huh?
Yep. Based on groups. Okay. And definitely not skin color.
or sexual preference.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm sure I'll find more groups as the podcast goes on, but we can move on.
Please.
Please. so you guys basically all just went. So is this on me now?
It's your number four, yeah.
My number four. Okay. So this one I steal from my boy Walt. My boy Walt Disney here, but I think this is very much appropriate for especially barbecues, but any party you throw. Please have adequate amounts of trash barrels available based on the number of guests you have. Mm-hmm. Don't just have everyone just fucking create trash mountain in the middle of your party in like one single barrel.
Yo, this is my number. This basically lines up with my number three, which is have a big enough trash can, not just a bag on the ground or on the side of a table. Please continue because there wasn't need. I didn't need to cover that much.
Yeah, I have six that I put out in my yard. Nice. And then I have two in the house. So I have a total of 8 trash receptacles and they all get filled. I'm still like changing them out. But if I had like one outside and one inside, forget it. It'd be disgusting. It'd be a health hazard.
So what's the maximum amount of steps you want one to take before they encounter a trash barrel?
Steps. Is it 100 steps? I know it's like 10 feet.
Something like that at Disney.
It's 10 feet.
Every 10 feet.
Yeah. You're always within 10 feet of a trash barrel is basically how that came to be. I don't know what the steps is. I do know it is like a steps thing, but I don't know what the steps is off the top of my head.
So what do you want it to be at the Bisnany household?
I want to attach a trash barrel to everyone's back and have them just, when they're done with their food, just toss whatever they're eating behind their back, just right in their own personal receptacle. It's like I said, I have 6 barrels that I put out, also with all Lynn, Massachusetts paid for overflow bags. We don't have the fucking party like that week. My whole sidewalk is filled with purple giant trash bags. And I don't know. I'm waiting for the day that I get a knock on my door and they go, this is too much. I'm going to go, no. I paid for the fucking bags. You take the trash. It's a lot of trash. A lot of paper products. I have a lot of food. I have a lot of people that come by. I have a lot of kids. That's just like a factor of, three times as much trash because they're just going to open a juice box, take a sip of it, run away, and then forget they had it. So I'm just tossing out full shit all, you know, left and right. But what can you do? But it's important. It's a big tip. You don't want Trash Mountain at your barbecue at all.
You know what,
it's
disgusting. You know what aches my joints about the trash situation is I got a large like construction barrel that I use, and I put, you know, construction bags in it. So a lot of volume. And then I put an empty bin barrel right next to it with no bag. Clearly, any fucking cultured human would know one is for recycling and one is for trash. Mm. And when I find trash in the goddamn cans, I figure out who it was and I call them out for it.
Very nice. That's a funny. Oh, speaking of me yelling at people again, on my way to work Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. I was in stop and go traffic, and I saw this woman just like litter.
Oh, I hate that. No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I let her have it at like 7:30 in the morning. Honking the horn, roll down the windows, rolls it down. I was like, you just litter? And then she like went to roll up the window, and I was like, you fucking trash human being.
You, oh my God. You shove it back in their window.
Yeah.
I've done that, by the way.
And I love littering. I do, but what? I love yelling at people way more. I'll jump on any cause whether I believe in it or not, if I can yell at someone, is basically what it is.
That's nothing fair. Nothing irks me more than seeing people litter. So
there's really no reason for it. Oh,
it's so gross.
Yeah. I saw someone in a parking lot. They were just sitting there throwing trash out their window, and I walked up, picked it up, and since they were in a truck, I threw it in the back of their truck bed, which then as I like got down to the next block, they got out and took it out of their truck bed and put it back onto the ground. I was like,
showed you.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because they were still parked there when I came back, so I just did it again.
You should have smashed their fucking windshield.
I would have loved to.
Sam, are you back up at number like what? 2?
Actually, I think this circles all the way around to your 3 because.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Yeah, with music. His was music, mine was trash, so now it's back to your 3.
Okay, so this one stems from a little bit of like my own personal grind my gears moment, but this happens a lot when I go to other people's events, and it never happens at my events, but I feel like it's such like a no-brainer, but apparently it is a brainer, and that is have appetizers out and ready for when your guests arrive.
Yeah.
Have it. They're showing up hungry. Okay. They know food is on its way. So if you're going, like when I go to a barbecue, I'm like not eating the entire day because I know I'm just going to fucking go ham when I get there. But when I get there, I want some snacky snacks. I want some appetizers. And if you don't have them out, what the fuck am I doing? The party hasn't started yet. I'm just here watching you set up the party, or you don't even have appetizers. And I go, are you okay? Did someone hit you in the face 2 days ago and you just lost all fucking brain function? You have people coming over to eat. You invited people over to eat. And all you got is fucking nothing but ferret piss and fucking nothing I want.
So what's your favorite appetizer to see when you arrive at someone else's party?
Oh, easily Ruffle potato chips with onion dip. That is specifically the Lipton onion soup packet and one container of sour cream.
Mm. All right.
That is the best onion dip that has ever been created. If I showed up and that was ready to go, and then nothing else happened, but there was a plenty of that, I'd be fine.
Nice. For me, it's gonna be anything with cheese. It's gonna be some sort of cheese related appetizer.
Urkel over here.
Got any cheese?
You gotta have the standard, you know, crackers, cheese, pepperoni.
Yeah, cheese ball. Know,
yep. The white trash charcuterie board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We do a bunch of fancy charcuterie boards here. That's Kaylee's favorite thing. I got her a special book on charcuterie boards and special tiny forks and tiny spoons.
There you go.
Various jams and jellies.
You could be my cousin's wife and make a charcuterie board at my daughter's second birthday party and then charge me $560 for it afterwards.
What?
What?
You didn't hear about that? I told this story. I had a party, And my wife's cousin was like, my cousin's wife, actually my wife's cousin, she was like, oh, she was like getting, kind of getting into charcuterie boards. And my wife was like at a party with them. I was like, oh, you should do one for Wednesday's party. And she was like, yeah, like what size? And my wife, this is a little bit on my wife. She was like, oh no, just like go nuts. Just like, you know, do whatever. And she did. Oh. So that giant white table I was talking about earlier that extends out to fucking like 110 inches. She covered the whole fucking table with stuff. She showed up a little late with bags and bags and bags of stuff. And then she wasn't even done the charcuterie board until 90 minutes after she had got there. And the party was already 2.5 hours into it. Like food was, people are already done eating. And she's finishing this massive, massive charcuterie board of like, for like kids and candy. There's nuts, there's cotton candy everywhere, there's fucking dips or whatever. And then she was like, here's the receipt. It's like $560.
Ugh.
And she goes, I won't charge you for like any labor. I was like, oh, thanks.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, that was fun.
That's a communication breakdown right there.
Oh my God. Oh my. And then I go, why did she do that? And my wife told me the story. I go, you told her to go nuts? She went nuts. She did exactly what you said.
I told her just some nuts.
I said I wanted a couple nut options. Yeah, so I don't know. Charcuterie boards are cool, but please keep them reasonable. but yeah, have the apps out for the love of God.
Nice.
My
number three now?
You're three.
Sure, yeah.
This one, I just picked this up like two cookouts ago, and this is often overlooked. Mow your lawn 3 days before the cookout.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Because you don't want to ruin everybody's white sneakers.
My white tops.
Yeah. I did that one year. The lawn was a little overgrown. There was a lot of loose stuff, and it was a little moist the day before, and it was just a green grass stain fucking mess for all the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
3 days before. That is a good tip.
Yeah, lets it dry out, and then it regrows a little bit, so you get a nice point on the tips. Makes it a little softer.
Yeah, just cut my grass the other day. Looking pretty good.
Yeah, I gotta get out there.
Yeah. I realize I no longer have a lawnmower.
What, did someone steal it while you were gone?
No, but I got an electric lawnmower when we moved in.
Normally put that Bear Force music back on.
So it fully just stopped working, like last year. And, I was too busy to really deal with my lawn last year. So I hired a company to come and do it, and they have riding mowers and everything. And, I was thinking this year, I was like, oh, like what if I need to just mow like a little bit in between when they come? Cause they come every 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, I don't even have a mower anymore.
I can't even do it if I wanted to.
Oh, nope. So I'm at their mercy.
Which sucks.
Which is fine. I think there's other things I can be doing with my time, but
yeah. I found another thing of music for a group of people on your playlist. Mm-hmm. What group is this for?
Honestly, this would be for you guys when you come over. Just like 90s wrestling themes.
Oh, like 90s wrestling fans. Gotcha. That's a good group.
Intercontinental champions.
Yep. Specifically. Wait, was he ever intercontinental champion?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Okay. And then he was fucking purchased by the $1 million man.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, bought everything else off him, so might as well just take them too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who's up?
Is it my number two?
Top of the order for number two.
Yeah. All right, two.
Okay, Matt, you're really going to enjoy this one.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
My number two is to curate your friends.
Very true.
There's definitely
just
like,
reword it to say take Matt off the invite list.
It's not curating these people based on their gender or skin color or anything like that. It's more of like you've got different groups of friends that come from different places. They bring different energies. And sometimes there's just like, hey, like we got like these five people coming. Should we invite so-and-so? And you're just like, no, that's going to, that's going to be a weird mix. I mean, sometimes maybe you want to throw in a wild card just to really mix it up, but
hell yeah.
For me, like, no, I'm all set dealing with seeing how this person interacts with this other person who have like very, very opposite, you know, not only views and beliefs, but maybe like just outright personalities. I don't want to deal with that. So, curate your friends that come to these events.
Not me. All are welcome because I'm an open-minded guy, and
yep.
I want to see that shit. And Paul, and probably I'm the problem, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have the same sort of thing where you just can't mix certain groups of people.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of friends like that.
Mm-hmm. I do, but it's not so much of like their views. It's more just like this person is a lot.
Yep,
and then that person. These people are low energy.
Yeah, 100%.
But again, I don't. My wife would agree with you. I don't not agree with you. I understand. I just wouldn't do it because I don't. That stuff doesn't bother me. I have this like bizarre tolerance for. Well, I will fully admit are just like kind of like obnoxious people.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have a friend in our group. I say friend loosely. I'm friends with them because again, I have this like tolerance for people, and I'm like, but every time we're going to like a movie, everyone's like, don't invite this person, and then that person is like best friends with somebody else, and that person will be like, I go, you can invite him. I don't care. Like it doesn't bother me. but then he shows up, and he like justifies everyone's reasoning for him not being there. But I'm like, I don't know, man. This is who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, like, I don't know. I gotta like going back to your number five or whatever. Just like the vibe of the whole thing. I think that has a lot to do with the people that come. And so,
not me. For me to have a good time, I need to be arguing. It's my default.
So yeah, my number two is curate your friends.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst. Who's up now? Charles?
Me. Yeah. My number two is make it BYOB. I have one of those people who usually bring my own drinks, and I always feel like it's a horrible idea if you just supply the drinks, and you know, what if you're one of those people who you don't drink beer, you prefer ciders, or if you don't drink beer, you prefer wine, or whatever the bullshit is.
Can I not BYOB. Have an alcoholic beverage, please? You keep saying that if you too. Don't drink beer, have this other booze drink. Well, I don't drink anything.
That too. Better have non-alcoholic beer.
No. Waters in the white cooler.
Waters in the white cooler.
My cooler.
Ferret piss in the flannel cooler.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime, not even like barbecues. If I'm like hosting people to come over, it's always BYOB. Because me and my friends, we do not want to try and cover each other's tastes. Just bring your own stuff. Bring your own food or drinks. And do it that way. Like that's how I've always lived.
I'm right there with you, but I kind of go a little more. I supply supplemental drinks. Like I'll get a handle of Grey Goose, and then I'll get a 30 rack of Bud Light. That's open game.
Bud Light.
Everybody should know you bring your own. If you want to drink something fancy, you bring it. At least in my circle of friends, it's understood.
I will say the last cookout I went to, which was like a friend's birthday / like barbecue. And we were like, is there anything we could bring? We were just asking in general. And they're like, yeah, could you go get like a handle of vodka? And we're like, we're not getting vodka for the fucking party. Like, are you kidding me? We don't drink and we're not planning on like getting trashed over there. But yeah, like it's BYOB. don't, and then also don't ask people to bring alcohol for you. That's ridiculous.
BYOBB.
No, BYOBBBQ. I think is what it is.
Bring your own barbecue.
No, it's just from The Simpsons. What's that? What's that B for? It's like, barbecue. What's the other B? That's a typo.
No, Homer's B. It's Homer's BBBQ. The extra B is for BYOBB.
Oh, what's that's right.
That extra B for? It's a typo.
That's what it is. That's so fucking good.
It is incredible. But no, I fully agree with you. I think that, I mean, enough people know me and Kaylee that to know that we just don't drink and we're just not going to have alcohol here. So like, just bring your own. Like, we don't mind if people drink, but like, it's simply not going to be in the house when you get here.
Hell yeah.
Just ketamine.
Just, yeah, it's just ketamine.
Bring your own rails.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay, Matt, cool.
Matt, you're number two?
My number two. All right. This is a opinion of mine. But I think if you're going to have a barbecue, you should have at least one star meat. What I mean by that is like, to Will's point of like supplemental, like alcohol of like, I get this and that, like that's burgers and dogs, right? The supplemental is like, you get burgers and dogs. That's for everyone, simple enough, but have a star, right? So for me, I do pulled pork, I do chicken wings. And usually the chicken wings are kind of the star. The pulled pork's pretty whatever. But like my chicken wings are my chicken wings, and they're like probably one of the best things that I do. My friend had a chicken wing competition for his birthday, and I handedly won. And my wings are very good. So to me, that's like the wings. But I would like to go to a barbecue, and it's like, oh, like, what are we having? It's just like, yeah, of course we're having burgers and dogs, but like, what are we having? And like, oh, I'm doing a brisket, or like, I'm doing ribs, or like, oh, sick, cool. Very interested. I think it just elevates your barbecue, right? Takes it from your run of the mill, like, oh, we're just doing basic shit, to like, no, this is like a little bit of like an event. So yeah, have a star meet, everybody. And if you don't eat meat, don't fucking come. Don't go to a barbecue. Just stay home. Fucking read your goddamn Grishams and just fucking like curl up with a fucking cup of fucking Earl Grey. Mm-hmm. You're not going to watch TV because I bet you don't have one. And just sit there in your fucking loft apartment in your fucking high urban high rise. And then fucking just, you know, tweet about free Palestine or whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, stay home and leave all the pork Chex Mix to me.
And where does fish fall on this list of
I would be, if I went to a barbecue and someone was doing like some sort of fish, I love fish, I would definitely be like intrigued and interested, because I would love to see how that's going to pan out. Like, oh, you're doing like a fish, that's interesting. Sure, you could do like some sort of barbecue salmon or something like that. I smoke fish, smoking in a bowl, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Hit that bowl.
I've been on a pescatarian diet for the last month or so.
Pussy. No, that's actually probably not a bad one. I love seafood and I love fish.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is going to be a thing that I'm going to be dealing with, I'm sure, when people come over for barbecues this summer, is like, I totally agree with you, and I want to make something fancy that's not just burgers and hot dogs. So yeah, a brisket or something like that. Would be really cool, but this I think it would be my first year making something like that and then just not eating it.
Here you go, I hope it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, would you fucking brine this in ferret piss?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got it from the flannel cooler.
I didn't know that was what was in the flannel cooler. No one described the alliteration to me. Cool. Yeah, that's mine. So what, Will, number two?
My number two is provide toys, like cheap water guns for all the kids, so they have something to do throughout the day, and you can yell at them for squirting the adults.
Yep.
But the caveat to this, the most important part, make sure you have a much bigger, powerful water gun yourself tucked away to go just blast their fucking faces later on.
You know, that's a good tip. I'm gonna buy some right now in bulk.
And another backpack on that tip, no water balloons, trust me.
No, you don't want to pick that shit up.
They ain't,
you
picking don't want them
animals
up.
Eating them. It's
and those
good.
New the bunch of balloons, they could they could do like 400 in 5 minutes. You'll never see the end of rubber in your lawn.
Mini water guns.
Yeah. I like to keep a lot of activities around, like the water guns. I get a regulation size volleyball net with, you know, badminton and all that. So keep the kids busy. Keep them running around.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. Look at this. 12 mini water guns for $9. So let's see. 12. Well,
what's the most? What's the most you've invented? I'm sorry. Invested.
Invented.
What's the most you've invested in a singular water gun?
So actually, I didn't have to spend a lot because I did a bunch of research. Mm-hmm. And the most popular one is the simple, like you draw it back out of a pool of water, and then you just use your arms to push it forward. You get the most distance and the most PSI out of those than, you know, a fancy backpack super soaker. And I think it was about $50.
I bought like a super soaker. They had like the reissue super soaker 50s, and I was so fucking pumped and I bought it. It fucking didn't even work, and I was so fucking mad.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I was horrendously mad. I was so excited, and then nothing.
The 250s were like the best water gun of all time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a Super Soaker 50, and I loved that thing. I would love to find an original Super Soaker 50. I would snap by it. I remember, actually, still to this day, one of those tattoos, this tattoo I had that I would love to get if I had infinite amount of money and wasn't, like, a fat piece of shit, is, you know how, like, you know, some, like, girls get those, like guns that are, like, pistol holsters, like, on their hips or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get the same thing, but I want to get two Super Soaker 50s tattooed like that. And then over, I want to get a gut rocker that says never grow up. It'd be so fucking sick.
Yeah, a Super Soaker 50 goes for a lot of money.
An original?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I got to look.
Like, it's like a $200 plus.
Oh,
in original packaging and everything.
That's not even a dinner at Davio's.
That's true.
Original packaging though, yeah, that's fucking sick. Yeah, all right, that's a good tip. I just took it. I'm getting some water guns.
Yeah, man.
All right, number ones.
Number ones. If you like the show, support you go to
support you go.
Check out Pet Hair Rug coming soon. Make Fun Network.
I still have a bunch of Pet Hair Rug files. I should just
y'all actually recorded?
Yeah, because we were doing the show in a totally different style. We were doing it, basically, we were recording bits at a time, and then we would, like, record an episode and then pepper in the bits, like, just like a, like, programmatically. Like, so we would only have to record, like, 25 minutes of a podcast that was live. And then we would just throw it to an already produced bit. So I have like a good handful of them.
I like it.
Yeah.
You start peppering them in. Unless you have to pay residuals.
To who? People I don't talk to anymore? That's not true. I talked to Kat and Chinmo's. Chinmo was on it. I talked to Kat. But no, Fro's gone.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Fro.
But apparently you can go to makefunnetwork.org and order a shirt. How does this part go?
Oh, yeah. Our Teespring store is still up. You can still get all the merch there. It's still there. I have to log into it. There might be money sitting in there for all I know.
Oh, shit.
But you can still
get stuff. Our Patreon's still active, too.
Hey, if you're still a Patreon subscriber, you are literally the lifeblood of the show. Like, we don't get a lot of money. We basically get just enough to cover the hosting. And that's about it. And that's fine. That's great. So thank you so much to those who are like, I hope we didn't just remind anyone to cancel. And if we did, just don't. Just don't. Just leave it. You've gone this long. It's part of, like, it's already budgeted in. Just leave it. You're doing us a solid. It really helps us out. It doesn't cover all the hosting, but it helps. But yeah. Just one thing on, like, the Fro thing I want to say. I was right when he started the pee sitting down where this was going, and I fucking nailed it. I just kind of came to that conclusion that I fucking nailed exactly where this was going, and I'm giving myself a Barry Horowitz fucking pat on the back because I fucking was right. I was right. Anyway, go to top5ofdeath.com, join the Discord, best community out there. Sam, number one.
My number one is to invest in a projector setup.
Oh, ooh, God. Nah, nice. I hard disagree.
Oh, no. So I have an awesome outdoor projector setup for, I have it on the side of my house. So the way that I have it set up is basically I have like a super long rod. and then a projector screen, which I bungee to the rod, and then I have two stakes in the ground, and I kind of bungee it into the stakes to keep the screen taut. I've got an outdoor projector like cart and everything set up so I can very quickly kind of just roll it out. I know right where it goes. I can set it up in about, 5 minutes or so, and then either get a movie going for like a late night movie night after the barbecue, or get video games going up there for some big screen Mario Kart, something like that. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to end the night. If you do have kids over, doing like an outdoor movie night can be cool. Same thing for adults. I've even hooked up some fucking Resident Evil on that shit, and just had a little spooky game night. But yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's something to do once the sun goes down. You can do Jackbox for party games, things like that. But it's a lot of fun, and it doesn't cost a lot. I think the projector that I have, I think I spent $350 on. So you get that, the cart, you can hook it up to some sort of speaker, that you may already own. I think the screen itself was probably another $100. So I think the whole setup I'm into for about $500, but it's very fun. Great way to spend a summer night. Great way to cap off a good barbecue.
Yeah. I think that no longer makes it a barbecue, and it's more like just having food while you watch something. Take that, piece of shit.
Hey Sam, what kind of resolution are we talking?
Oh, for that projector, I think is 1080, but it's fine. I've never.
Inviting me over to watch something in 1080.
What is this? I only ask because I've done this too. I have a projector set up, albeit a little bit cheaper. Mine's also a 1080p. I've got three projectors actually.
Plebs.
But I've done it for watching sports, having guys over. Ordering some food and watching sports outside on a nice summer day. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's cool. I bought like $13,000 worth of projectors for Shutterhound. because they wanted I think they wanted 10 grand to rent the projectors. And I was like, So I bought like super expensive projectors. And then I purchased the Best Buy like gold member program or whatever. And that's an Austin Powers movie, whatever it's called, the Best Buy, like a fancy membership, and then return the projectors, paid 10% restocking fee. And they didn't actually charge me for the third one because I did such a good job rewrapping it. So they were like, oh, yeah, so that's like, $450 for the restocking fee. I'm like, all right, here you go. But I didn't notice the biggest jump in quality between like a $3,000 or $4,000 projector and the $350 projector that I have. but yeah, you can use Best Buy's rental program if you ever need to do something like that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, my number one, get a projector, do something fun.
There you go. Oh, hey, I'm all with doing something fun. But all right. Charles,
my number one, one of the first things I thought of, don't put out small bowls of salsa. this thing fucking irks me so much. If you have a giant bowl of chips, don't have tiny little bowls of dip. You put out a big bowl of salsa, queso, guac, whatever the fuck you're doing. Just have even amounts of chip to dip, Because there's nothing worse than just like having a giant bowl of thing, and then it's just like this, like, oh, there's a little cup of salsa. Let me just like slightly graze my chip with salsa so I can make this last for everyone else. Oh my God.
You want the kiddie pool full of salsa?
Yeah.
Him.
I am a very much an appetizer person, so like chips and dip, I will eat more of that than any of like the meat cooked at a barbecue. So you better come ready with enough salsa.
Oh, now, there you go.
Are you a Tostitos scoops guy, or do you prefer a traditional triangular chip?
I have no preference on tortilla chip, but if I'm buying them, I will get the scoops just because.
It depends on the heft of the dip.
That too. If it's fucking guac, you got to get a good chip.
Can't get restaurant style where they're thin.
Okay. That's not a bad one.
It's my number one. Mm-hmm. And if I show up at your barbecue and you got a little salsa out, either I'm going to go look in your fridge or I'm leaving. It's one of the two.
so far away. Jar.
Yeah.
Like I traveled 8 hours to get here. But fuck this shit.
Going
and
home.
And then Charles runs away.
Yeah. Sam, I'm a little perplexed as to what group this one pertains to. So maybe you could tell me what like group of people you like when they come over that this song goes for.
Okay, the show's planes in the air, the landing gear's up. This is Tim Booty Wilson and the Booty Callers. They call it Booty Man. Look at that booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty, back up the booty, I need the booty, I like.
So, like, who's coming over for this?
Sometimes I just have a lot of black women over. I don't know.
That's the black woman one?
Wow.
We already played the black woman one.
This was for all your OnlyFans.
My only fan.
No, actually. I have the perfect black woman song. There we go. This is such a good song.
Yeah! Yeah!
The song is so hard.
What, Rico Nasty?
Yeah, it's so good.
Don't worry about it, bitch. You've never been in your place.
Oh, God, it's so fucking good. You know what's funny? It's like a song like that I can't listen to anymore because I'm surrounded by children 24 hours a day. Like, I can't even, like, it's so rare. Like, I get, like, a second by myself in the car to, like, drive to, like, a Walgreens around the corner to pick something up real quick. That's not enough time for that song. And also, I have to wait till I get far enough away from the house so I can start playing it. God, man, I miss cursing and songs. Anyway.
Okay, Flanders.
God dang diddly damn it. am I up?
Yeah, you're number one.
All right. So this is my number one hosting tip here. This is a tricky one. This kind of goes with Sam's like time management one, but this is an important one. Okay, make sure you enjoy your party as well. That's a tough one, but you're being a host is so much work all the time. Don't carve out, but make sure you get to like recognize some moments in your day where you can go sit down with the people that you love and care about that you invited over your place to sit down and like check in with them and just make sure that, you know, make sure it's not all work and no play. So that's my number one tip. That goes for barbecue hosting. It goes for any hosting, but make sure unless you're like a professional, and you're getting paid for this and it's not an actual job, make sure you take some time for yourself and enjoy it as well.
I couldn't agree more. I've definitely gotten caught on the grill for like multiple hours and
yeah,
just trying to keep everybody happy, talking to one person, getting things set up. So the time management, and yeah, you're right, making sure you have some time. That's why it's a good thing to put on the invitation that it goes until ?
That is a good thing. Sam, any thoughts on that?
And in an ideal world, I think that is lovely. Usually what I like to do is I like to, you know, once like the main course or whatever is done, then all of my responsibilities are over. And so I can kind of be working, and then kind of enjoy the second half of the barbecue. Again, when I did the party at Cheddar Hound, we had, there was about 300 people coming to this party. And the amount of like work that I put into like putting this thing together was absolutely absurd, and I didn't get to enjoy a single second of it. I was running around working the entire time. Definitely like a bummer and a regret for that party, and it can very easily get out of control at, you know, any party that you throw. So yeah, I think that's a really important one. Figure out, you know, how you can kind of spread out those responsibilities and be able to enjoy the party yourself.
Hmm.
Also, tune into our new podcast where we watch Home Improvement episode by episode, and we we break it down.
Are you talking about Tools in the City?
Yes, we'll also be watching Sex in the City and breaking that down at the same time.
I have 3 episodes of that. That was a good idea. That one was actually pretty good.
The sideshow for Top 5 of Death should just be releasing random episodes of other shows you tried.
That's not... Yeah, next time we don't have an episode, I'll just be like, all right, I'll put out an episode of Tools in the City.
Mm-hmm. What was... Didn't you also have, Get in the Corner or something like that?
What?
Did you have a wrestling one at one point?
The handicap match?
Yes, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, well, that episode is still up somewhere.
Get in the Corner.
Get in the Corner.
You know what? That probably is a wrestling podcast, to be honest.
Yeah. That's funny.
And, tune into Conspiracy Seeking the Truth.
Yeah, Conspiracy Seeking the Truth. That was a good one.
Every Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I still own the domains for, other shows that didn't even get an episode. The one I would love to do is this one called Total Anecdotal, where it was just basically having people on for different stories and things like that. This is the whole premise of people have a lot of good stories to tell, and I mm-hmm. want to hear them. And that's already 100 different podcasts already now. So I was like, fuck, well, that's over. So can't do that. Now I got to come up with another original idea. Actually, I do
one.
I do have one that I would love to do. It's so much fucking prep work, but it was going to be so fucking good. I don't want to. In case I ever for some reason can do it, I would like to do that one, but I won't. I won't reveal it to until it's ready, which won't ever happen. So you'll probably never hear about it.
Wow. It's called Masters of the Universe.
Masters of the Universe.
With an extra T in the...
Yep, in the thing that I had to get removed.
I'm sorry, I don't know why this is my gimmick today.
The extra T is for T-Y-O-T-T. Mm-hmm. Tickle your own testicle.
Yeah, we know what it stands for.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're all clear on what T-Y-O-T-T is. Yeah. The extra T is a typo. No, actually it stands for typo. Tickle your own testicle typo. Will, yeah, you number one?
Number one.
Yeah.
My number one goes along with Matt's meat pick there, having a feature. And I like to always have a feature, whether it's a volleyball net, the water guns, year to year, you build on it. Last cookout I had, I rented a dunk tank.
Damn. Nice.
And it's not very expensive. It's very simple. You might need to, pay for delivery, or if you got a truck, it was under $150. You fill that sumbitch up with water the day before, so it's cold as shit. And I mean, everybody's just going to gather around a dunk tank. Who hasn't wanted to either dunk someone or sit on the pedestal, right?
Yeah, we had a friend, Jamie, who's this big fat guy who's just... he's nothing, he's whatever, but he agreed to let us I there's nothing I can say that's not going to be super mean about him. He's an adult, he's super into wrestling, he makes the every worst decision he can in his life and it reflects it. He does not try at anything. He's so lazy. He's just one of those people. But back when the Wii came out, our friend was having a graduation party. This was years ago. And we said, hey, we'll all pool in and buy you a Nintendo Wii if you sit in a dunk tank at this party for 2 hours. And he did it. And he said the next day he couldn't move because the climbing up hurt so bad. And he was it's because he's so out of shape. But he did it, and we had a lot of fun. Actually, I'll send you guys a picture.
Do you follow through and buy him the Wii?
We did. Me and my buddy, nice. Ken, after, because we didn't think he was going to do it. And then once it was 15 minutes ago, we're all right, let's go get him the fucking Wii. So we screwed off to a local Walmart and got him the Wii.
Aww. Those are good friends.
Yeah. Well, we're really mean and really nice at the same time. I also have that video of us. Do you ever see the video when we ripped his CM Punk t-shirt off him at a wrestling event? And he looked like he was going to cry.
Yes, I know this story.
But. Yeah. That happened. But then we brought him a new one. So
Yeah, you like already had the new one ready to go, right?
Yeah, we already bought it. And he also stained the one he had. Like, he bought it that night, put it on, and then dropped ice cream all over it. And then we ripped it off him, and then we laughed and recorded it, and then we gave him a brand new one that wasn't stained.
Just a prank, bro.
You're just obsessed with seeing the roller coaster of emotions as it goes on.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done anything to him in, like, years. We've all kind of grown out of it. But when I say, like, we've grown out of it, we were doing this, like, I don't know, we were, like, mid-20s to, like, early 30s.
Well, maybe you're overdue.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You're right. You know what? I'm going to get him evicted from his apartment.
And then buy him a house.
And then buy him a house.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Dunk tanks are great. And mine was, our party is usually based around my wife's birthday. So she wanted to be the one to first sit on the thing. And I was lucky enough to be the first one to hit the thing and knock her ass in there. It's a great feeling.
There you go.
So yeah, get a dunk tank.
All right, is that it?
They're easy to find.
Yeah.
We got fun butt lists?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to blow right through these.
Blow it.
First up, we have Eric Torreson, and his number 5 through 1 is do not spatula smash your burgers on the grill.
So good.
What a fucking, that's a top tier tip.
Yep. Next up, we have Mike D, and number 5, warn / invite your neighbors. If they live close and noise / parking will be an inconvenience for them. Unless they're cunts, then fuck them.
Okay.
Number 4, music volume. Don't drown out your guests. Oh my God, I need to tell my dad that. Holy shit. He just puts on music on his fucking patio all the time. It's so loud. Number 3, ask Matt to make those wings he did for Guido's party.
See? I wasn't joking. That's so funny.
Huh? Number 2, don't be afraid to ask for help. Side dishes, beverages, even plates and napkins. I don't know about those plates and napkins. Number 1, listen to Sean Paul. Make sure you have the right temperature. next up, we have Josue. Number 5, cover all the meat you're going to grill in mustard before seasoning. Number 4, games for kids. 3, drinks should already be in the cooler chilled when people start to show up. Number 2, the person who is grilling needs to have an apron that says kiss the chef. And number 1, every time you walk past your wife, smack that ass in front of everyone so everyone knows that's your piece of ass you're going to grill up later.
That's a good one.
And next we have Megan, Mrs. Butt.
Oh, Miss Butt. Gosh, she's married to
number
me.
Number 5, you should have at least 3 sides, 1 potato salad, 1 pasta salad, and 1 salad.
Okay.
Which she says red bliss potato salad over regular potato salad, Greek pasta salad over regular pasta salad. For regular salad, just do a house salad. Also, pro tip, Market Basket has great side salad, but throw them in a real bowl so they look more expensive.
Giving away our tips.
Which apparently, Matt, this number 4 will put you on a scale of 1 to 10. It's going to make you a number 10 on the angry scale. If you are cooking for the masses, cook up a bunch of burgers and hot dogs and wrap them in foil to keep them warm.
Oh, fuck that. Her family does that. Once I got comfortable with her family, I was like, all right, I can't take it anymore. Everyone here at this party, stop wrapping these in fucking foil. You're making the buns soaking wet. I hated it. It was just like sticky fucking dough. Yes, they would put them together and wrap the whole thing in foil.
No.
Yeah, I go, guys.
I thought it just meant the meat.
No,
sure.
No, they would put the hot dog in the bun, the burger in the bun, wrap the whole thing, and it would just sit there. And then, like, I don't know, 20 minutes later, I'd go to get one, and it's like, oh, no, it steams the bun. I was like, no, it's soaking the bun.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't Nathan's hot dog eating competition. I don't need to dip my bread in water to fucking eat 4,000 of them, okay? God.
I'll give you that real gas station sandwich feel.
Yes. And this is what they did for years. And they still do it at their parties. And I'm so adamant against it. I fucking, like I said, like, I think after we'd been married for like 2 years and I was with her for like 6 or 7, I was at like a family party. I was like close enough with everyone. I go, all right, enough. I can't take this anymore. You guys are insane. Here's why. And they're like, that's what we do. I'm like, you guys are monsters. I don't know what to say. Very nice monsters. Love them. But, ugh.
Herd number three, have coolers ready to go for people who are BYOB. Also tell them to bring their own booze home after so you don't have to pack your fridge with their mismatched beer you'll never drink.
That's true.
Yeah. Good one. Get nice chinette plates so people have room for food and can carry the plates around. She says she hates styrofoam plates or the flimsy Dixie brand.
Yeah.
And number one, apps. People show up hungry, do chips and dips or Chex Mix or something. Nothing is worse than planning for a party around lunchtime and then not cooking for an hour.
Good stuff.
Next up, we have Gray. Number five, have lots of food options for everyone. Number four, have good music. Three, have entertainment for kids. Two, keep the drinks cold. Number one, don't burn the food. Daniel Sepultura says, bring a cooler full of good beer and a speaker to play some music, and that's it. We have Ryan Brown. Number five,
my man.
A good barbecue requires all four major food groups, beef, pork, chicken, and seafood. Number four, take that vegetarian burger and trash it. Do not disrespect the grill. number three, invite one white person to spark conversation. That's why I usually invite my wife.
usually.
Number two, music with soul. White people, learn who Frankie Beverly is and be prepared to sing along. And number one, a wide variety of beers, wine, and spirits with some bubbly beverages for the soft, I mean, straight edge people.
What the fuck? I'm going to put that in.
If I ever heard one.
Listen, I'm going to put you in your own group. Give you your own music.
Oh, geez. Next up, we have Mitch Mint, freshest of the fun butts. Number five, we have tell everyone to bring disposable dishes. I'm not cleaning your shit. What? What? Four, no vegan options. You don't want them at your party anyways. Three, don't be afraid to tell people the party is over. Two, have some non-alcoholic and sugar-free drinks. And number one, be prepared to say yes, honey, and do shit around the house for 3 days preparing for the party. Okay, yeah. Next up, we have Double Day, which has just one tip, but it's fucking five sentences long. Keep an unopened bottle of Heinz ketchup with you. That way, if you show up and the host has a lower grade ketchup, such as a Whole Foods Market tomato ketchup, oh my God, he just keeps Berman's, Annie's, Hunt's, Del Monte, Great Value, Rouse, Roma, or Market Pantry tomato ketchup, you can take the bottle, gather all the relatives to the middle of the yard, place the ketchup bottle on the ground, and give it an Adam Vinatieri running kick over that person's neighbor's house. Then slowly walk back towards the condiment table, place the bottle of Heinz tomato ketchup in its rightful place, and stare at everyone at the barbecue like Samuel L. Jackson in Black Snake Moan.
Well done.
Yeah.
And correct.
So yes. Funny.
Last, we have Mashin. Number five, have a grill. Four, know how to use said grill.
That's actually three, pretty important.
Yes. Three, have friends. Two, have food. And number one, have a place to host a barbecue.
Oh, Mashin. I just imagine this man just listening. he just sits on the side of the road and knows of somebody else who likes the show and then listens to it via proximity from their car.
Yeah. Oh, man. And we're not going to make it because Dingus Cunnilingus Adams is still typing. He's been typing for 10 minutes.
Jesus Christ, Dingus, come on. Just save wife's pussy and get it over with.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the list.
All right. Good episode. Sorry we missed last week. The week before that. I don't know when the fuck we missed. We missed an episode. Apologies.
Yeah.
We're still better than we ever have been. Yeah. And anything else, boyos?
Nope. Cat feeder's going off, and I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, those are two things that make no sense to me. Mm-hmm. All right, well, in that case, we'll catch you next week and smell you later.